It's Saturday, March 30th, and this is Slices of Wenatchee. We've got new episodes out on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, so make sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Today, on Tuesday, Grace City Church's private Christian school began its wait for approval from the City of Wenatchee's hearing examiner. And later, Todd Fryhover, the Washington Apple Commission president, will retire in November after an 18-year tenure. Before we begin, have you joined Neighbor yet? If not, download the app today and join local conversations about issues that matter. Neighbor is a site just for our local community, focused on facts, not misinformation. Best of all, it's free for everyone. To learn more, visit wenatcheeworld.com/NABUR. Now our feature story. Grace City Church has made significant progress in its journey to establish a private K-12 Christian school named Garden City Academy. The proposed academy is to be situated within the King's Orchard Church of Christ, a strategic location given its proximity to both an existing middle school and a college, thereby situating it at the heart of Wenatchee's educational landscape. The application for a conditional use permit by Grace City Church was meticulously reviewed on Tuesday by Andrew Kottkamp, the city's hearing examiner, alongside a report from city staff advocating for the project's approval, albeit with specific stipulations aimed at ensuring community safety and accessibility. Among these stipulations, enhancements to pedestrian infrastructure at critical intersections near the school have been deemed necessary to accommodate the expected increase in foot traffic and to ensure compliance with ADA standards. This development has sparked a conversation within the community, evidenced by the turnout and engagement at Tuesday's meeting. The church's proposal estimates the school will accommodate around 350 students and staff, contributing to an increase in daily traffic. The city has therefore laid out conditions to mitigate the impact, including traffic management measures during peak school hours. However, the proposal has not been without its detractors. Public comments have raised concerns over potential traffic congestion, the church's religious ideology, and historical issues regarding the use of a barn owned by the church. Despite these concerns, city staff have emphasized their review is grounded solely in the proposal's adherence to municipal codes and the comprehensive plan, rather than ideological disputes or the church's past permit history. Grace City Church's executive pastor, Kyle Strong, emphasized the church's mission to provide educational alternatives through this initiative, signaling a strong commitment to moving forward despite the voiced concerns. For the latest on this story, visit us at wenatcheeworld.com. Next, we dive into a significant change at the Washington Apple Commission. Todd Fryhover, the commission's president, will retire in November after an 18-year tenure. Since joining the commission in 2006 and ascending to presidency in 2008, Fryhover has been a pivotal figure in promoting Washington apples globally, overseeing marketing efforts in 25 countries, and securing over $15 million annually in USDA funds to support these endeavors. Fryhover's career, deeply rooted in the apple industry, spanned various roles from management to international sales before his time with the commission. His leadership not only expanded Washington Apple's global presence, but also focused on educating the industry and consumers about the state's diverse apple varieties. As Fryhover prepares for retirement, the commission, in collaboration with the Mixtech Group, is searching for a successor to continue the legacy of promoting Washington's apple industry. Mark Stenz, chairman of the Washington Apple Commission, commends Fryhover's dedication and impact, acknowledging the significant role he played in the industry's global success. Today, we honor Fryhover's contributions and look forward to the future growth of Washington apples on the international stage. Thanks for listening. For more information on all the stories you heard today, visit us at wenatcheeworld.com. The Wenatchee World has been engaging, informing, and inspiring North Central Washington communities since 1905. We encourage you to subscribe today to keep your heart and mind connected to what matters most in North Central Washington. Thank you for starting your morning with us, and don't forget to tune in again on Saturday.